After tweeting a video early Sunday evening saying he's, quote, getting great reports from his doctors, U.S. President Donald Trump promised a little surprise for his supporters outside the hospital where he's being treated for COVID-19. The president then briefly left Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in an armored SUV with Secret Service agents in tow to drive by a flag-waving and cheering crowd outside the hospital. A White House spokesman said the president returned to the presidential suite inside Walter Reed Hospital after his surprise appearance. Earlier Sunday, the doctors treating the president revealed that their patient experienced two episodes in which his blood oxygen level dropped, one on Friday and one on Saturday. Otherwise, the president's physician, Dr. Sean Conley, told reporters he is doing really well. Also Sunday, the president's medical team said Mr. Trump is taking a steroid, dexamethasone, which is typically not administered in mild or moderate cases of the coronavirus. He is also taking a 5-day course of remdesivir, an antiviral medication. Some key questions still remain, such as whether the president has suffered any lung damage. The president on Friday had a high fever, and that, along with a brief need for supplemental oxygen, has prompted the president's move from the White House to the hospital, according to the president's doctor. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said on Sunday a discussion of temporarily transferring power to Vice President Mike Pence has not been discussed. Sunday marked 30 days before the November presidential election. Mr. Trump's opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, said Friday he was sending prayers for the health and safety of the First Lady and the President of the United States. Mr. Biden has been tested each day since learning of the president's illness and has again tested negative today. VOA News. State and county officials in New Jersey are contacting more than 200 people who were at President Donald Trump's Bedminster Golf Club for a campaign fundraiser on Thursday. Officials are asking them to monitor themselves for possible coronavirus symptoms. Anyone who is in close contact with the president or his staff is being asked to quarantine for 14 days. Officials recommend waiting 5 to 7 days from the event to get a COVID-19 test to prevent false negatives. After the White House announced early Friday that the president and first lady had tested positive for the coronavirus, it sent the New Jersey officials a list of 206 people who attended Thursday's event. Heavy clashes continue between Azerbaijan and Armenia over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. Azerbaijan's second-largest city, Ganja, has been shelled by Armenian forces. The Nagorno-Karabakh enclave is officially part of Azerbaijan, but is run by ethnic Armenians. The self-proclaimed authorities there say they hit Ganja's military airport after Azerbaijani forces shelled the region's capital. Azerbaijan says no Ganja military sites were hit. More than 220 people have died since the clashes began a week ago. Armenia and Azerbaijan went to war over Nagorno-Karabakh in 1988. The struggle lasted till 1994. Eventually, they declared a ceasefire. However, the two countries have never reached a settlement over the dispute. Azerbaijan, which is openly backed by Turkey, has demanded the withdrawal of Armenian troops from the enclave and adjacent areas. Armenia is backed by Moscow. Police in Minsk, Belarus, used water cannon to disperse crowds as protests against President Alexander Lukashenko continued for the ninth straight Sunday. An estimated 100,000 people took to the streets of the capital today. Since the longtime president claimed victory in a contested election on August 9th, protesters have regularly taken to the streets, demanding his resignation and the release of political prisoners. Lukashenko maintains he won the poll in a landslide, garnering 80% of all ballots, despite widespread claims at home and abroad that the vote was heavily rigged to keep him in power. Deadly wildfires in California have burned a record 1.6 million hectares this year, with 2 more months to go in the fire season. California fire officials said the state hit the milestone on Sunday. Most of the damage has occurred since mid-August, when lightning strikes caused some of the most devastating blazes. The wildfires have incinerated hundreds of homes and killed 31 people. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.